Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Over the years on this program, we've teased each other about being follicularly challenged.
If a new treatment actually works in humans, maybe we'll both end up with a full head of hair.
I don't think even that could save you, Dave.
Ha! Speak for yourself. But seriously, this treatment could be better than today's drugs and hair transplants.
Right now, people take minoxidil. They also take finasteride, which stimulates hair regrowth by increasing testosterone. But as soon as the drug is stopped, hair loss returns.
Another approach is hair transplant, which moves hairs from an area of thick growth to the bald areas. The hairs are first separated out, then thousands of hairs are transplanted, requiring several sessions.
Most people attain 60% of new hair growth after 6 to 9 months. The drawback is the cost, ranging from $4,000 to $15,000.
This new treatment doesn't transplant hair. It cultures cells that grow new hair. Researchers cut out a small patch of scalp with abundant hair. They remove dermal papillae cells, grow them in culture, which then give rise to hair follicles.
They found in order for these cells to grow hair, they had to be cultured, suspended in droplets on the lid of a petri dish. The cultured cells were then injected into human foreskins grafted onto mice. Since human foreskins do not grow hair, they reasoned that if hair grew on that skin, it's likely to work on the scalp.
Sure enough, hair sprouted from 5 of the 7 treated areas. But the hairs that grew are rather small and only express 22% of the genes normally turned on in hair follicles.
The next step is to turn on more genes so the cells grow more and better hair. Sadly, Dave, a lot of work remains before we can cure your chromedome.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.